Today, as we continue our journey through the Big Day Kahuna, we are now going to discuss a very interesting machlokes regarding the Avnei HaEfod. We know that the Torah says that on the two shoulder straps of the Kohen Gadol, he has to have two stones. And the Torah says an interesting pasuk. Shisha mishmoisa maleven achas, six names on one stone. Veshmois shisha hanisarim, and the name of the extra six you should inscribe and engrave aleven ashenis on the second stone. Kitoil daisam, in the order of their birth. What does this mean, in the order of their birth? So we find the machlokes between Rashi al-Taira and the Rambam. We're going to start first with Pirush Rashi, because Pirush Rashi is Pshutei Shel Mikra. Rashi explains that the order of the birth was Pashit the way they were born. In other words, Reuven, Shimon, so on and so forth, in the order that the Shvatim were born, that's the way they were put on. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Gad, and one stone, and the other ones on the other stone. And Rashi points out that together, it equals up to 25 letters on one side, and 25 letters on the other side. The Rambam learns it differently. The Rambam learns that it went based on how the mothers were. In other words, all the sons of Reuven, of Leah, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, then you have Bilhah's Dan, Naphtali, then you have Gad, Asher, and then you have Yosef, Binyamin. In other words, Lav Davkin, the order that they were actually born, but in the order of the births. For example, Yisachar and Zevulun were born after the Shvaches gave birth to their children. But according to the Rambam, it went in the order of the mother. And according to Rashi, it went in order of the father. As whoever was born to Yaakov, not who was born to the mother. So this is the simple machlokes that there is in Gashmius, in the way it was. So the Rebbe explains of the fascinating beer in Avodas Hashem. What was the point of having the names of the Shvatim on the shoulder, on the Ephod, on the Avni Shoyam? So the Torah says, the Pasik, V'hayu lehem lezikaren lebnei Yisrael, it should be an everlasting remembrance for the Yidden. What does it mean, a remembrance for the Yidden? L'chaira, no one can see the stones which are on top of the shoulders. So Rashi explains that the Eivishter, when he looks down, so to speak, at the Kohen Gadol, he sees the names of the Shvatim and he remembers their Schusim. And with this he helps Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbe concludes that it must be that there has to be Achtos amongst the Shvatim. If there's no Achtos, so then there's no reason, it's not a schus. There are two levels of achtus. One level of achtus is mitzad the father, and there's one inyan of achtus mitzad the mother. What does that mean? There is the fact that all Yidden have the same source, we have the same father, like Alter Rebbe says in Perek Lamed Beis, Av Echad Likulano, we have one father, and therefore we're all b'achtus. But that means that the way we are ourselves, lav davka we're ba'achtus. If we look at our shoydish, if we look at our source, then we are ba'achtus. However, what does it mean achtus mitzad the mother? The mother represents the way the child is born, the way we are down here. That's why in Yiddishkeit, Yiddishkeit goes after the mother, because she's the etzem of, it comes from the mother. And therefore, that represents the level of achtos, a much deeper level of achtos, even mitzav the pratim, even when we're down here. The mother takes the klal and brings it to a prat. Even mitzav the pratim, we are all the achtos. In Avodas Hashem, it's brought down that there are two things that have six words and 25 letters. Besides the ephod, which had six words and 25 letters, what else has six words and 25 letters? The pasuk Shema Yisrael has six words and 25 letters. And the Ketav Baruch Shem has six words and 25 letters. In Chassidus, it explains that the two Avneya Shoyam are either representing the two Shema Yisraels that we say, one Shema of the morning and one Shema of the evening, or it represents the Shema and Baruch Shem. What's the difference? If you're looking mitzad Rashi, and as we're looking mitzad the Father, we're looking mitzad Yichud Eilah, so obviously it represents the two Shema Yisroels, which represent Yichud Eilah. However, if you're looking mitzad the Rambam, meaning if you're looking mitzad the Achlus, mitzad Dira B'tachtoinim, even bringing the Eibishter down to Yichud Tatov, so that means that one Inyan is Shema Yisroel, and the other one is Baruch Shem. And the main nekuda is obviously the nekuda of Achtus that the Avni Shoyam represent, that they represent the Schusim of Bnei Yisrael, and the Schusim of Bnei Yisrael are only brought out the Shleimos when there is Achtus. Tomorrow we're going to explain the Chayshin. I just want to give a short point about the Michnasayim, the pants of the Kayanim. In the Pashtos, the pants went down to the bottom of the foot. There's a Maimer of the Tzemach Tzedek where it's brought down that the pants went down all the way to the Akev. And in Toshin Yudches, someone wrote to the Rebbe and asked, where's the Mokker of the Mittler Rebbe? So the Rebbe explained that he looked and looked and he still have yet to find the Mokker. But it's interesting when the Tzemach Tzedek quotes this Maimer of the Mittler Rebbe, which explains the Michnasayim, he doesn't bring down the fact that the Mittler Rebbe says it went down till the Akev. So it's something to think about. Tomorrow we're going to be Mashlim Mirtz Hashem, the Choshen, and the other parts of the Big Day Kohanah.